With such high turnover, it would not be a surprise if some veteran lawmakers weren't just a bit leery about having so many freshmen joining the ranks. But House Majority Leader David Miller says it's a good time for new ideas.
New faces are energizing and exciting. It's nice for the new ideas that are coming in. The new blood is going to help all of us because, you know, individually, none of us have all the answers. It takes a team effort, and the new blood does energize us in the House and the Senate.
The majority of new members actually come from Cheyenne, where they saw state government and the nearby University of Wyoming suffer roughly $250 million in cuts. One of those Cheyenne lawmakers is Republican Senator Affie Ellis. Ellis was a legislative intern in the 1990s and has worked as a lobbyist. But as a legislator, she admits there is a lot to learn.
Well, being a new member, I definitely want to get my feet under me and make sure I understand the complex dynamics of where our revenue streams actually come from and how we're spending those dollars. But there's no doubt that we've got to put our best ideas forward to address that solution or define some solutions.
Another Cheyenne senator who's watched the legislature with a lobbyist badge is Anthony Bouchard. He comes to the legislature with an open mind about how to solve such complex issues as K-12 education funding. But Bouchard has been concerned about spending in recent years. The governor says the state has endured massive budget cuts and that legislators should not cut the budget further and should consider using rainy day funds. Bouchard says he does not agree.
You know, I don't think so. I think we're getting to the end here. Obviously, we can pull money out of rainy day, but we don't want to keep us in a situation where we're going to use that money up in 4 years.
Cody Representative Scott Court nervously says he's still feeling his way through some of these key issues. When it comes to budget reductions, he's noncommittal.
You know, that's a good question. That's a tough situation right now. And again, I'm new and it's a learning experience, but it'll be interesting because we do have a shortfall. So it'll take a lot of work.
But for Casper Representative Debbie Bovee, a Democrat, the answer is easy.
I am very reluctant to do more cuts. I have seen how harmful the cuts are to some of our people most in need. So talk me into any more cuts, you're going to have to show me that it's not going to hurt our people anymore.
Bovee is a retired school teacher who admits she is very worried what the legislature might do to education. Yet at the same time, she believes the majority of lawmakers are committed to an excellent education system. Fellow Democrat Lisa Anselmi Dalton is excited about taking on these challenging issues in the Senate. She is concerned about cutting education funding, but she's also not a fan of raising taxes. She's one of the few who's optimistic, though, that Wyoming's revenue picture may turn around.
Prices are picking up in gas and oil, so we hope we can see a turnaround with maybe the decreased regulation under the Trump administration. That might help Wyoming, so I think that's an optimistic viewpoint. And so my goal would be to try to just weather the storm.
And Selmy Dalton, Ellis, and Bouchard all say that they favor proposals to do what it takes to diversify Wyoming's economy. We will check in with the freshman lawmakers throughout the session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.